USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Mismanaging classified documents is nothing new. National Archives and Records Administration officials who spoke to a congressional committee behind closed doors in March said every administration since the 1980s has mismanaged classified documents. They even said that they've received more than 80 calls from libraries finding classified information in papers belonging to members of Congress. President Biden is expressing confidence that a deal to raise the debt ceiling can be reached before the U.S. defaults. Republican Congressman Bob Good agrees, as long as there are deep budget cuts.
At some point in time, we wouldn't be able to borrow anymore. We wouldn't be able to service our debt. We wouldn't be able to sell our debt. We would have continued downgrading in our credit like we did in 2011 when the debt ceiling was raised without any reforms or cuts in spending.
Good, who's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, would also like to see work requirements for some people who receive federal aid. Some Senate Democrats won President Biden to stop negotiating with Republicans to raise the debt limit and instead use the 14th Amendment. They sent a letter to the president saying budget cuts House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is proposing are unacceptable. A president using the 14th Amendment to unilaterally raise the debt ceiling has never been done before and would most likely result in a court challenge. A three-judge panel seems hesitant about keeping the abortion drug mifepristone on the market. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals panel is deciding whether the drug should remain available after a federal judge in Texas ordered a hold back in April. A final ruling is not expected for weeks. New York City Mayor Eric Adams would like the federal government to declare a state of emergency for his city due to the influx of migrants seeking asylum.
This is an emergency. It's baffling to me that there are those on a national level are not understanding what this is doing to New York City.
Adams said the city's out of room in shelters and almost 50% of all city hotel rooms are being used to house migrants. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Montana has become the first state to completely ban the social media app TikTok. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed a measure that's more sweeping than any other state's. It prohibits app stores from even offering TikTok. The law is expected to be challenged and will serve as a testing ground for the TikTok-free America that many national lawmakers have envisioned. A Central Ohio surgeon who live-streamed her surgeries on TikTok could learn the fate of her medical license soon. Dr. Catherine Roxanne Grawl, known as Dr. Roxy to her 800,000 followers, is accused of botched surgeries and privacy violations. The medical board says the surgeon was putting patients at risk by giving attention to her live stream viewers during operations. You've probably seen the Coke Freestyle machine that lets you combine all kinds of soft drinks and flavors to your liking. Well, now the same concept is coming for your condiments.
Just like making yourself a grape Diet Coke with a splash of lemon, some people want their own combination of dipping sauce. Kraft Heinz has rolled out the prototype of a machine that lets you pour out stuff like ketchup, ranch dressing, barbecue sauce, or other condiments, then mix in what it calls enhancers, mango, jalapeno, buffalo wing flavor, many, many more. Heinz debuted the machine at the National Restaurant Association show in Chicago. It hopes to have these sauces flowing by late this year. I'm Richard Johnson.
Former House Speaker Paul Ryan is being honored with an official portrait at the U.S. Capitol. The Wisconsin Republican served as Speaker from 2015 through 19. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.